We're going into virgin territory about health. Prophetically, the Lord has spoken to me. There are some things we have not understood, and there are some places that are open for us, but we have not been walking in them because we have too many blockers. Us telling us we can't go no farther. You're going to have to see with your spiritual eyes and your spiritual understanding in this new arena that the Holy Spirit wants to put us in apostolically and prophetically. It's been held back from the church. And we as Christians, we know how to pray. We know how to praise Him. We know how to study the Word. All that's part of it, but that's not all. So while you're standing, I want you to get a few things down. I guess I'll let you sit down. Sit down. So you're going to need to write. I want all of y'all to have this. You've heard it before. But I want you to have it. I'm going to give you those three words. Then we're going to start out on this supernatural health warfare. Notice supernatural health warfare. Now, it already been won. But we got to know how to war. Come on, talk to me here. It's already won. My health is already won. I just had to know how to walk and keep it and take it back when it's stolen from me. This statement on an apostle has to be understood clearly. An apostle structures heaven to earth government. I want everybody to get that. Because you're not going to be able to keep up with me if you don't get it. An apostle structure, heaven to earth, listen to what he said, government. That's a divine, supernatural government that we have the right to function in. Got to know what you're doing, though. And look why now, that the portals, plural, of heaven are the portals of the supernatural can be opened. What? Portals of the supernatural can be open, and so all connected can enter in. As a baby, you're not going to receive what God has for you. You have to grow up in the spirit, mature in the spirit. Health belongs to you. Now, these other three words have to be understood. Pioneering, pathfinding, and pace setting. Listen to the word. Pioneering, meaning you're going into virgin territory. So therefore, even denominational structures may put a fence up against you. And it's not that they're bad people, they just don't know. You've got to pick up. There are supernatural doors and supernatural windows and supernatural gates and supernatural opening that are available to you, but you're going to have to function in the spirit to get there. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
sir. So we're going to talk about supernatural health warfare. I want you to take these notes before I give you the scripture. Health, prosperity belong to the child of God. Prosperous health. Now listen carefully because it's saying more than one thing here. There's a remnant. Well, what I say, there's a what?
A remnant.
Yeah, the rest are going to go just with the same old package. They're going to live the same way after they hear these messages. all over the world. There's a remnant that will explain and expand my plan of truth, supernatural help. There's a remnant. Now watch these steps now, because this is what we're coming into according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, maturing the body of Christ. Watch these statements. First, we got the word. We have faith. We have the anointing. And then we have the glory. For a long time, we left the word out. We're having church. And now we've come to the revelation that we have left the glory out. The word, faith, the anointing, glory, help. Now listen to this statement. My living in God's glory of help. Yes. Now we read the scripture. I can go home. We can go home. Scripture is going to be so clear. The scripture we're just going to read to open the message up. It'll be so clear. Living in God's glory, help, walk in faith, use your anointing, always yielding to the glory. This is a side that we have not gone into. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, let us travel through supernatural portals of help this morning. In other words, it said that there's no further we can go, but there's a door open supernaturally that answers your question. The reason many don't have their health and healing, they've calmed down with their symptoms and calmed down with their report. They're not fighting anymore because they told them you're going to have this the rest of your life. High blood pressure the rest of your life. Gee. Come on now. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Question all these sick folk. What? What are you using your body for? Who using your body? Is Satan using your body to disgrace God? The next word, the two first word is what? And then the next word, no. You got to know.
Yes.
What? Know you not that your body, oh my goodness, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own? Is the whole voice is a question. Notice verse 20 now. Let's jump over every disease right now. We're going to jump over it right now. For you are bought with a price. Now watch what he says here now. Look what he says here. Look what the Lord wants us to do. Therefore, will you glorify me in your body? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Not just your spirit. Your spirit is not the only thing belonging to God. But say, my body belongs to God. That's a powerful statement there now. But you got to get a reality of it. My body belongs to God. In other words, if my body belongs to God, nobody else can take it over if I know what to do. Christ said what? Redeem us what? From the curse of the law, right? How? Being made a curse for us. For it's written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree, right? That's what he's talking about when you bought with a price, that cross. That's when he died for us. He died not only for us to go to heaven eternally, he died for all sickness and disease. We're going to have to apply that. All right?
Yes.
So do you see these two scriptures? Yes. I got to make sure before I start putting out principle. Look at you. What? No, you. Now, that, can you answer that question? Because if you really have the reality of it, whatever trying to attack you, you're going to attack it back. You don't have no right to be here because I don't belong to you. I don't belong to diabetes. I don't belong to cancer. You have said, no, no, you wrong. You, the symptom may be here, but you can't live here because I belong to somebody else. I'm hearing the word, take it personal. And that's the only way. See, you're not going to be able to go through the supernatural portals in the spirit by not having revelation. And you can't go through now, we're finding out that we went partially. You can't go through without having the word, faith, the anointing, whatever. And the glory. And so our health is within the glory span of God. All that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. But what God can do? You follow me? And so when you let your faith and your spirit get on that line, you're going to begin to see things supernaturally. Because what have happened is, now you're not going to even believe this. Because of not knowing how to go through all of these supernatural portals, faith, the anointing, then the glory, we cut the glory off. So when we cut the glory off and made it smoke, made it fire, when we cut the glory, watch me now, when we cut the glory, we cut miracles off. You cut signs off, and you cut wonders off. We don't have many miracles in the church. We don't have many, not like we should have. But once now we know these supernatural porters, that faith is a supernatural porter, anointing is a supernatural porter, but you don't stop there, because you see, the glory, when you get to the glory degree or stage, somebody else take over.
Yes, sir.
See, once you get to the glory, your faith and the anointing shut down.
Right.
You got to shut up. Because God himself steps in. You come far enough in the spirit realm to activate God. And God, so when God come through your body and them diseases, I'm terminal. I'm permanent. You're not with me, you're not. Get out of my daughter body. All that he is, all that he has, comes with his glory. So Satan's job has been to not let us know how to go through all of supernatural portals. Are you listening to me? Now, from these lessons of supernatural health warfare, that's your healing too, you're going to know there's another porter.
Yep.
Wow. I got my faith. Yeah. I'm anointed. I'm strong. I feel goosebumps. I got my anointing, but I'm headed somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See? See, so the glory denotes headquarters.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
God himself. We got so many blockers. I'm going to talk about these blockers. They block us before we even start. They tell us, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. Now, the other scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Say amen if you're with me.
Amen.
Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. K casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we have spiritual abilities within us because we're Christian. Now, take this as the Lord gave me this. Believe your health is already yours. I want you to start that right now. I don't care what you're dealing with. And 9 out of 10 of y'all dealing with something. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Believe your health is already yours. You see, you're bought with a price.
Yes,
therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit. They're already paid for.
Yes,
now, I'll help me, Holy Spirit. Just like you. Now, I will tell one of y'all right now, you ain't going to heaven. You say, but I got Jesus, I'm going to heaven. The hell, what you saying, I'm going to heaven. No, I said, no, you're not going. You might go and you might not go. Well, why you might be here and might not be here? The same, you see what I'm saying? The same price was paid. So just like you said, watch it now, watch it. Don't be simple, but watch it. Just like you say, I'm going to heaven, you can say, I'm going to hell. The same price paid for it. The same power available. I'm not making it smarter, but come get this, somebody. I'll keep looking at this change here. I'll receive your seed, but I just can't keep looking at it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you think. Just shut up. I'm trying to train you on something. Train you on some area. So, my health every day is just as available to me as I know that I have a position in heaven. If I can believe to go to heaven, I can believe to go to hell. Why would you believe when you die you're going to heaven and let your body go to hell now? Come on, now let me preach. Y'all help me a little bit here. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to give you some fighting ground. I'm with you. We together. But the Spirit of God is revealing things to me to get you in a position you know how to fight and take what's right for yours, because the church has been deprogrammed of the supernatural. See, it's been deprogrammed. Three steps connecting you to supernatural health: faith, walk, the anointing, stepping into glory hell. We've been deceived out of spiritual health rights, health wisdom. Mystery, we're open to you today. And your body will go free. In other words, the opening of your miracles, your signs, and wonders in your health. Our healing and health, let me read this to you, has been shut down by doubt, deception, wrong direction, and wrong decision.
Wow.
We let man took our health over. I'm going back over it again.
Yes,
to a large degree, your miracles and wonders and healing have been shut down. Our bodies will go free. To a large degree, we let the miracles, signs, and wonders come back. Now, let me give you again now. We've been deceived, our spiritual health right. Health, wisdom, mystery will know were not open to you today, were open to you today, and your body will go free. A large decree, degree, your miracle, signs, and wonders, and healing and health been shut down by doubt, deception, wrong direction, and wrong decision. Who decide how your health come out today? Here's a principle. How to grow through faith to the anointing, to the glory, and fully walk in supernatural health. Well, you're going to have 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You're going to have some powerful preaching. Powerful teaching in the spirit to get you beyond the flesh, get you beyond the letter, get you beyond 4 or 5 voices, you know, and the real God can speak up to you. Now, about 15, 20 minutes, the Lord's going to hit this place. I'm just going to go ahead and talk and let him come on in. Health warfare. I never heard that. You ever heard that?
No, sir.
Supernatural health warfare. In other words, it's a warfare because there are so many wrong instructions that has been given us. And we have settled for less. But we're about to fight back.
Yes.
You can take these principles. You can go over this stuff I'm telling you, and it'll bring you in a whole new world. Whole new world. Well, I told you, Tony. If you're not getting the right kind of preaching, you're not going to have the right kind of faith. You're not going to have the right kind of anointing, and you're not going to be expecting the glory. Everybody say glory 3 times.
Glory, glory, glory.
Because it's a whole hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a whole new dimension.
Yes.
That God wants to walk in, and we've been blocked. We've been blocked from it. Oh, Lord, I ain't got to say that, huh? Oh, my. To a large degree, by the word of faith and full gospel and charismatic, we've been blocked from it.
Come on. Come on.
Because we get in this rhythm. We get in this rhythm of feeling, but we don't have no manifestation. And you think you're going to have to take that pill the rest of your life. And you don't want me to talk about it. You don't want nobody else to say about it. I know what I'm doing. But you're not believing for your health beyond the pill. Take the pill, but believe for your health. Come on now, y'all can sit there. I know y'all, but we too satisfied. What he told us to do? He told us to play. No, he told us fight. You can't play with faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on what you believe in God for.
That's right.
We got to know how to fight. Let me get to get this again. You're in the Corinthians. How to grow through faith to the anointing, to the glory, and fully walk in supernatural health. 3 stages, right? 3 portals of the supernatural. What are they? Where we've been stopping at? Every now and then we let a little speck of the glory come in. And the reason we stop at that is because when the glory come in, God take over.
That's right.
We don't like nobody to take over. See, I've sensed 4 or 5 times since I've been up here. It looked like he's kind of just talking. I sensed 4 or 5 times he wanted to take over. Matter of fact, I feel his presence all down my arm right now. He actually, he actually won't take over right now.
Yes.
You've heard enough to be delivered.
Yes.
We pile up too much unused information. We pile it up. We got our notepad, and that's good, praise God. But the note's no good till the note reads you. Matter of fact, I've said enough in you this morning under a prophetic anointing for somebody to have received their healing. And they're going to keep it. Because the Spirit of the Lord back his word up, and this is deep stuff we're talking about. We're talking about walking into the fullness of God's presence, the fullness of God's power, the fullness of God's promises, his glory. We're inviting him to manifest and wipe this stuff out of our body. You're bought with a price. He said, glorify God in your body and your spirit. We praying in tongue, but we ought to glorify him with our body too. Let your body go in tongue. What is your expect? When they came to the apostle, they expected to receive something. What is your expectation? Just a normal Sunday morning? I don't know no normal Sunday morning. Your father have sent me out here to address your situation, to give you some insight from him, to let you know he loves you, and let you know he can handle it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Everyone under the sound of my voice, online and in here, God loves you. God wants you healthy. God wants you well. No matter what kind of battle you're in, you're going to have those battles come. It doesn't mean you have to stay in the battle. And the more revelation you get, the more understanding you get, the more anointing you walk in, you can walk further into the glory, then miracles, signs, and wonders will start manifesting in your life. Miracles, signs, and what? Miracles, signs, and wonders. Now you got to get the kind of preacher now. Yes, sir.
There you go, sir.
I receive.
Yes, sir.
You made it, man. You made it. Sit down. Let's look at the scripture. What kind of preaching? Poems? You need powerful preaching. Shh, I won't preach now. Glory to God. Hallelujah! I get happy by myself up here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ, him crucified. Boy, by the priest now, you see. I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. Look here. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but... Now, this statement I saw just now in verse 4, the last statement, that described glory when the glory will hit. But in demonstrating of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, you got to have a transition there in the 9th and 10th verse. The transition take place and to get you out of the natural. And then you got Galatians 3:13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So if I'm redeemed from the curse, and sickness is a curse, I'm redeemed from sickness. All right, you ready to shout?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Come to church, you don't shout. I'm going to ask a question and give you an answer. No, I'm going to make a statement, powerful statement, and then give you a scripture to go to. I'm going to show it to you in that scripture. I don't know if I'm getting much further, but that scripture is so powerful. Now listen very carefully. Do not stop with the negative report. Always believe for your health miracle. Yes. Right. Now y'all know we stop at that negative report and go call everybody.
Yes, sir.
Have any of y'all ever had a negative report?
Yes, sir.
What you did with it? Do not stop with no negative report. Always believe for your health miracle.
Yes,
sir. I don't know, somebody online, whoever it is, listen to me. I don't care what kind of report you got. You go ahead and believe your miracle. Get your checkup, get your exam and all that, but believe for your miracle.
Yes,
sir. Mark chapter 5. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you, well, how can I say this, Lord? You're not going to get this in regular teaching. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it because you got to get over in that glory world. Mark 5:25. Remember what we're dealing with now. Do not stop with a negative report. Always believe for your health miracle.
Yes.
This woman here now, and a certain woman which has an issue of blood 12 years.
Uh-huh.
See? 12 years. How long you been dealing with what you're dealing with? It ain't too late. 24 years. It ain't too late. 12 years and has suffered many things and many physicians. Had spent all she had, she broke. And she wasn't nothing better, she's getting worse. Verse 27. Oh, Lord. When she had heard of Jesus,
right,
came into the press behind and touched his garment. When she had heard of Jesus. I think she heard 1 Corinthians 2 type of preaching.
Yes,
not with the enticing word of man wisdom. When she had heard it, now this woman, how many years?
12
years. She broke, right?
Yes,
and she had seen how many physicians?
Many
physicians.
Yeah.
And instead of getting better?
Got worse.
Well, you just go ahead and die now. Just go ahead and die. I mean, you know. Ain't nobody can do nothing for me. The doctor can't do nothing for me. So she should have just laid down and died. What this woman doing? This woman heard something. And you sitting there hearing it every Sunday.
Come on.
When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment, for she said, how can you say that, you know, with all them doctors and you're still sick? How can you say this? If I may touch but his clothes, what I shall be whole? What? But look at all the good medicine you've been taking. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague that no doctor could help. No medicine could help. She went through all that. Don't ever give up. You hear what I said? Don't ever give up. Keep your faith in God. Have faith in God all the time. Dried up and felt her body. She was healed of that plague. Watch what Jesus said to her. Jesus, immediately knowing himself that voice is going out of him, turned about him in the press and said, "Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?" A lot of people around there ain't touching, you know. There are a lot of blockers, not touchers. The blockers will keep you from touching. And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and said, Thou, who touched me?" Well, look, Jesus looked himself. He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Wait a minute. Look at verse 32. Wait a minute. I never saw this, Lord. He looked around about to see her who had done this thing. See, I ain't just talking about the touching now.
Come on.
Yep. I'm talking about this girl had done this herself.
Yes.
Now, if you don't believe she did it herself, look at the next verse.
Yes.
But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done to her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her,
yep.
All right, look at verse 32, verse 34,
yep.
And look back up at the verse where she went to all them physicians. Y'all don't want to look at that. Look at it. And he said to her, daughter, verse 34. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and stay whole. Now, medicine moves symptoms. The anointing of God moves sickness. Medicine make number right. The power of God make the organ right. Talk to me here now.
Yep.
Do you see it?
Yep.
So don't let temporary to help you through this little period be permanent. Find out what's wrong, not just a symptom. What am I putting in my body causing it? How much stress am I carrying? How much mess am I carrying? You got to check all those things. Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all understanding? Everybody in here is designed by God to be healthy. And when the health leaves, you're designed to be healed. And then when you can't be healed, you desire to have a miracle. You can't have a miracle, you're designed to have a sign. You can't have a sign, you're designed to have a wonder. Because you're the child of the living God. Your Father loves you, and he wants you to have the best. Use your faith. Use your anointing. Pray in the Spirit. Get fired up in the Spirit. Then go on into the glory. Wake up, everything gone. Pan gone. The knot gone. Everybody, listen to me. Everybody gonna go through something. Because you got a physical body. You'll go through something. But don't panic. Do not stop with the negative report. Always believe for your health miracle. Do not stop with the negative report. Always believe for your health miracle. Look to him, all right? I'm going to give you one or two more and I'm going to close. Sit down. Turn to Mark chapter 2. Watch this. Mark chapter 2. Mark gospel chapter 2. And I believe somebody going to get it right here. I believe this is going to be a powerful one for you. Health miracles are waiting for you to tear the roof off. And step in your health. In the presence of Jesus. Let me read it again. Because the text is going to show you. Health miracles Got a lot of blockers out there. A lot of blockers. You gotta go above them. You gotta climb. Climb above them, then tear the roof off. Health miracles are waiting for you to tear the roof off and step into your health in the presence of Jesus. Mark 2, 1. And again, he entered to a Capernaum after some day, and it was noise that he was in the house. He in the house. But you got so many blockers. And straightway, many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, these things to block you out. Like all the people living in the neighborhood, lady met her. I don't know what state she's from. And she was getting some service. She said, "You know Leroy Thompson?" The lady said, "Yeah, I know him." She said, you live down here, right?" She said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "You know you got a camp meeting going on?" She said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "Why are you not there?" "I done flew all the way from where I come to come, and you down the street and you're not there. Why you not there?" I'm going to say it like I said, how stupid can you be? You're missing out. People come from all over the world, and you down here at the store, working at the store, and don't come to the meeting. A lot of blockers. You can't let these people stop you. Now, I got a remnant to break through you. They break through you. Don't pay them no mind. But they're all living better than them. Get your miracle. Don't just put up with it. Listen, let me finish reading this. Because this is powerful. You got people all, you got crowds. I'm saved. But they block you from the real thing. Watch this. Verse 3, and they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when he could not come nigh unto him for the press, she don't let nobody stop it. Look at verse 4. They uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Hallelujah. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sin be forgiven thee." But there was sitting the scribe sitting there and reading in their heart, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God only?" You're talking to God. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your heart?" Watch this now. Whether it is easy to say to the sick of the palsy, "Thy sin be forgiven thee," and to say, "Arise and take up thy," I can say either one, Jesus said, "Away. Take up your bed and walk." But that you know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go into thy house." And immediately, you heard that? And immediately he rose, took up the bed, see yourself getting up, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God. Look what they say. Ooh, we never saw it on this fashion. That's what they're going to say about you. That's what they're going to say about that woman who was here this week who had that counseling and walked away from it. That's what going to say about that boy and girl who wanted to have children and couldn't have none. Now they got three. I remember laying hand on one man. His wife wouldn't come. Laid hand on him, and they had twins anyway. Well, he was making a baby. I didn't need both of them. I just put a hand on him. Now, here's another. I got to give these to you because I don't know if I'm going to get back to you on this same time subject. Divine health is a covenant right. Write it down. But But you must have insight. Divine health is a covenant right, but you must have insight. Mm-hmm. So religion can't stop you from having what is rightfully yours. Let me give you that again. Divine health is a covenant right, but you must have insight. So religion can't stop you from having what is rightfully yours. Look in Luke Gospel, chapter 13. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes information is better than jumping. I tell you, Spirit of God hit me a many times. Hit me again just now. I just don't want to leave y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have tore a roof off.
Yeah.
Huh? Tear the roof off for your help. You, something, whatever blocking you, see, tear the roof off with your faith. With your anointing, expect the glory. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See? We're gonna, every one of us gonna need this.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe this one is rapid. Yes. It's a good one, it's a rapid. Divine health is a covenant right, I said, right?
Yes, sir.
But you must have insight so religion can't stop you from having what is right for yours. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. How many years? 18. Boy, the other one was 12, wasn't it? 18 years. Let's see what happened here. Couldn't wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, let's pray. No, he ain't said that. Let's read the Bible. He ain't said that. He said, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. He's saying the same thing today.
Yes,
he's saying it again right now.
Yes,
he's saying the airport. And nobody got nothing in here that Jesus cannot say, you're loose from your infirmity. We just got to listen to him. Just, some of y'all are going to have dream and vision. He's going to talk to you through a dream and a vision. He's not going to let this message go by. No. Somebody's going to call you and say the same thing. Because this is your opportunity to come out of the hole. And get your healing now. And walk in your health. And stop thinking them thoughts of doubt. One was 12 years, one was 18, the other one was total roof off. Now watch this. This is what normal men think. He laid a hand on her, verse 13, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. All right, here we go. Here we go to this normal churches. And the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. And said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. They ain't believing no healing. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox and his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? Now, verse 16, your answer is right here. I want everybody to look at verse 16.
Yeah.
And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, Lord, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ought not this woman, I love it. And when he had said these things, all his adversary was ashamed, all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that was done by him. other words, because you are a woman or a man with a covenant right, you ought to be released. Matter of fact, I want to confess now, you are released. Take it and go with it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take it and walk with it. I release my anointing with you. And I release the glory of God in here. That you can walk away from here and you may be riding in the car and all of a sudden it's all gone. You may lay down the night in the bed and wake up in the morning looking for it. It's all gone. The Bible said Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I heard the Lord say, I'm the Lord and I change not. So the same thing available to us today.
Yes, sir.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Ought not this woman. Go back to that verse. Verse 16. Put yourself in there. Could be ought not this man, ought not this boy, ought not this girl. And ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham. You know what that means, right? Who Satan, no, he's telling the whole story. Who Satan, all sickness and disease come from Satan, who Satan has bound. And they say, 18 years, but I have no respect for it. Be loose. Tell four people, be loose. Now, if you don't understand what they're telling you, you ain't been listening. You've been sitting up here, you haven't been listening. Tell somebody else, be loose. Sit down again. Listen to this statement now. Keep your eyes on Jesus at all times. The manifestation can happen any moment. You heard me? Keep your eyes on Jesus at all times. Now look in John 5, John Gospel. I'm going to close in a minute. John 5. Keep your eyes on Jesus at all times. The manifestation can happen at any moment. John 5 and 1. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is that Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, all kind, you see? Withered, waiting for the moving of the water. What you waiting on? For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever first after the trouble of the water step in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. God had no respect for disease. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity of 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he'd been now a long time in that cave, he said to him, "Will thou be made whole?" Now the man didn't even hear him because he was in a set pattern. The impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man." You don't need no man. I'm here. That's what y'all got your eyes on man too much. Lord, I have no man when the water is troubled. Put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me. Jesus and him, I ain't ask you nothing about no man. Rise. Take up thy bed and walk. You trying to get somebody else to do for you what you can do for yourself. I just saw that. He told him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." He's trying to get somebody else to take his bed up and get him over there. Jesus said, "Rise, you take your bed and walk." We have put too much confidence in the system. Y'all won't talk to him. I'm going to close. We have put more confidence in the system than we have in God. Some of y'all get it. When I touch medicine, some of y'all get a little shaky, get a little upset. I know it. You put too much confidence. You can take your medicine, but don't let your medicine take you. And don't lay down and tell me, I'm going to be on this the rest of my life. Will thou be made whole?
Yes.
This boy talking about the pool. The Lord said, I ain't talking about no pool now. I'm here.
Right.
The same thing he's saying to us this morning, darling. He love you. And Sam, he's saying this morning, the same thing. I'm here for you.
Yes.
Now stand up and touch wherever you're dealing with something at. If you're dealing with something, stand up and touch, you know, if it's your heart, or just put your hand in that area, whatever it is, and then let this word manifest. You know what I'm letting you lay hand on yourself?
Yes.
Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can't go no further than your word and go. We come here, you told me prophetically to teach on this help. You won't let me leave it. And these men and women have sat here and heard about supernatural health warfare. They've sat here and you talked to them about the supernatural porters, and now they got their hands on your body and their body. We know we're going to get great testimony from this morning. Online, do the same thing. All over the world, we're going to have testimony that supernatural manifestation taking place in our body. I don't care how long you've been having it. I don't care how bad they say it is. I don't care how many medication you're on about it. Right now, we're stepping into our rightful place as sons and daughters of God. We come beyond the religious spirit, beyond just hoping and praying. We come, you here for a reason this morning, that all the stories we read about, woman with the issue of blood, the roof was torn off. Thank you, Lord. One 12 years, one 18 years. I don't know how long yours been, but I'm glad you're here this morning. I pray, Father, I come to you with every portion of the sound of my voice. They chose to come here today. Now let the manifestation, I call them heal. If they need a miracle, give them a miracle. They need a sign, give them a sign. They need a wonder, I'm opening that wonder portal upon them today. Whatever way, Father, let them know that you're doing it right now. I thank you. Extend their lives. Thank you so much, Father. We praise you. We thank you. We love you. We love one another. We thank you. This atmosphere is great. And we believe we're receiving right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now tell three people, tell them now, you got to look them in the eye and do it without a joke. You got it.
You,
Junior? After that, give God some praise.